Welcome, all you beautiful babes. Chanel's in a bad mood, so I'm doing the intro today.
Well, you fucked up already, so let's retake. Welcome, all you beautiful babes. My name is Chanel.
And I'm Mel.
I'm sorry, you're what?
I'm Mel.
Okay, don't be a pussy.
It's a lot today, okay?
And this is Les Unpack That.
Yay! We made it!
Jesus Christ. Sound happier.
I am
You sound
happy.
Fucking sarcastic as shit.
I am
like,
happy.
Like, everyone can hear it.
I'm happy. This drink, though, very strong today.
It's because it's, I think, a shorter glass. So, what we're drinking today for our tipsy segment was a big letdown. Not the drink itself, but how to make it.
It's not fun.
We'll post a photo about it, post a photo on our Instagram, but it's called the Stoner Roommate, and it looked really good. It's pretty simple. It has Sprite, vodka, ice, and what's really special about it is you melt down sour gummy worms, and you, like, garnish the drink with it. So it's supposed to create a syrup, but also a solid.
That did not happen.
It did not happen.
Maybe we should have froze it after. I feel like it needed to be cold so it would sit on top, but it just didn't. I don't get how they did that.
I'm not sure either. I'm going to do some research. So we did not make it correctly. We tried 4 times. It wasn't working out. But you know what? We just plopped those fuckers just right into our drink, and it still is fine. You hear the clinks. Here's your little ASMR.
Ugh.
Who actually likes ASMR? Because I do not.
I kind of like it.
You like ASMR?
I don't like the noise. I like the...
That's the
like
whole
when they
fucking
cut,
point.
But they do cutting, don't they? Isn't that considered... Like, people who cut soap? Is that ASMR too? Because if it is, that's what I like about it.
Isn't that... Don't you watch that?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's ASMR.
Then what is it?
I don't know, video porn?
I like it. I love
video porn for clean freaks.
For some reason, I love watching this guy, like, just cut soap into little cubes. I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
So you're the reason, you're the reason why that probably popped up on my TikTok For You page?
Probably.
I'm around you too much. My phone is picking up on your likes and dislikes.
You know what? And it's okay. How was your week this week, babe?
This past week... it was all right. We went to Carla's graduation party.
We did, and we got fucked up.
Congrats to Carla. She graduated college.
Athletic UNLV. Training, congrats.
It was really exciting. We definitely got really, yeah, like you said, we got fucked up at that party.
I had a lot to drink. I was surprised how much I drank.
I'm actually very proud of you for holding it together.
Thank you.
Because out of the four of us, there was 2 people who threw up. And that was neither I or Mel.
It wasn't me. I don't like to be drunk enough to throw up. I like to be drunk enough to have a good time.
Yeah, you were having a good time. I think we were having a good time. So the 2 people who threw up was Carla and Jade.
Sorry to put you on blast like that.
So we made a TikTok throughout the night. We didn't fucking finish it. And I'm so mad by it. But we'll have to post it later. But we were like, I think that so-and-so is the drunkest. And majority of us voted Mel. Majority of us.
I even voted me.
Yeah. Majority of us voted you to be the drunkest. But clearly that is not the case. I would say out of Carla or Jade, Carla was the drunkest.
Yes.
For sure.
100%.
Ho was falling over me. She was like trying to pick up. She kept dropping her phone. So she kept trying to bend over. And she was just like falling over. I'm like, girl, relax.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That is a...
So that was... It was a fun weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And my work is usual. It's the same. And all that.
Same.
It fucking sucks. I hate it.
I hate it too.
We should just quit. And, like, use all the money that we have. And buy, like, a van.
Mm-hmm.
And just deck it out.
Mm-hmm.
And just travel fucking national parks.
Oh, we're going to talk about that and the reasons why I'm against that in a minute.
What do you mean?
What are we talking about today?
Hold on. Before we get into our topic for today, before you go on a little freaking rampage on why you don't want to travel to all the national parks or what. I just hope you are going to travel them regardless of what we're going to talk about today. But I just wanted to say that I was taking a shower tonight. So a few days ago, I lost my nose ring. And I found one which was a size smaller than what my nose ring is. So I was kind of like worried that was going to close up, but it was fine. So I purchased more over the weekend.
Is that one of the new ones, by the way, in your nose right now?
Yeah, the one that's in my nose is new.
Okay.
And then the one that I lost, I was like, I couldn't figure out where it was. This bitch comes out all the fucking time. I've lost it at your house. I've lost it like everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I always end up finding it. And so I lost it like back on Thursday or Friday. And I thought my world was going to end because I couldn't find it. I thought it was gone forever. And so then I finally, today, I get into the shower. And it's just sitting in the corner of my shower, which I don't understand how I didn't notice it before because I've showered since I've lost it. So, like,
if it loves you, it'll come back to you. That's all that is.
If it loves you, it will come back to you. So, I found it, and I put it in this little baggie to keep at your house because it's good luck because you said it has 9 lives.
It does.
It does. But that's not really what I wanted to talk about. My whole point was to bring about... So, I brought it in a little baggie, okay? Did I ever tell you about the time that... I found drugs in my car.
Yes.
Not from me.
Yes, but you didn't tell everybody else.
Okay, so with my job, we have seasonal helpers. Wow. Fucking correct. Good job, Miss Audio. Just fucking, what are you doing?
Don't care. Go ahead.
I am so sorry for all your guys' ears. I am so sorry. You just like totally fucked up. Anyways, so... With my work, we have seasonal helpers, and this one guy, he was my helper. He needed, like, rides a lot, so I would pick him up, or not pick him up, I'd take him back home. He'd get a ride to me, but I'd take him back home. And this guy, like, did drugs, but he told me one day, he was like, hey, I think I lost, like, something in your car. And I was like, well, what was it? He's like, it was, like, a bag. But he didn't tell me what was in it. And I was like, oh, I was like, I can't find it. So I looked for it, couldn't find it. I didn't care. I was like, dude, it's gone. And he kept telling me, he's like, no, I think it's in your car. I'm like, no, man, it's not. Months later, he's not my helper anymore. I have no communication with him. I'm like cleaning out my car, like deep cleaning. And I found this fucking bag of what I believe is wax. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it wax?
Yep.
And I was like, oh my God. I started freaking out because I was like, I don't fucking know what this is because I hadn't actually really seen wax in person. So I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is. This needs to get out of my car. I was so sketched. I was talking to you.
Yeah. Right? No, I don't think I was there. I wasn't you there were? For it. No.
No, yes, you were.
I was not.
Yes, you were because I asked you what it was and you were like, that's wax. Don't smoke it.
Oh, when you found it.
When I found it.
Oh.
So this was way past when he was my jumper.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. I thought
you found it when he was your jumper and I'm like, no. I wasn't around for that.
No, I found it way after. So that was fucking wild. I was like driving around for like 5 months with drugs in my car. I mean, I don't know what, if that's really a bad thing, but like imagine if I got pulled over.
Yeah, but you couldn't even use the excuse it's not mine because they're not going to care.
Yeah, and they're not going to believe me.
No, they wouldn't believe me for sure.
Yeah, you look like a stoner.
You know.
Anyways.
So what are we talking about today?
Urban legends.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, I'm the one who came up with that, so I don't know why I'm like, oh my God-ing it.
Exactly. Urban legends. That's what we're talking about today.
We're going to go over 3 of them.
3 different urban legends.
One of them could be true. It might be true.
Okay.
One of them is definitely not true. And the other one is definitely true. I have my opinions on which one is which.
I think those are all opinions. all those statements are all opinions because they're called urban legends for a reason.
That's true. But I think, I really, really think that two of them could possibly be true, if not for sure true.
So we have three topics.
Yeah.
Where are we going to start?
Let's start with yours, babe.
Mine. So my favorite, not even an urban legend, I don't even know what the fuck you'd call it. It's facts. That's what you call it. Is the great and powerful Megalodon.
I don't think this fucker lives to this day.
Are you kidding? So that's that's your don't think that it exists?
No, I think it's my, it could possibly exist. I personally think that it's dead.
Okay,
dead
so.
And gone.
I'm sure a majority of everyone knows what the fuck Megalodon is, but let me just give you some info. Megalodon is a actual real life shark from like dinosaur age. It started like it came around like 60 billion years ago or something. Actually, scratch that. I don't think it's 60. It's 20 million years ago. And it was known to be extinct 3.6 million years ago. Not 60 billion. Have we even been a planet for 60 billion years?
Probably not.
I don't really know numbers or the
world.
We're
not good at math.
This is 100% facts. Anyway, so it's been known to be extinct for 3.6 million years, but I really don't believe that. Just to give you, like, an idea of, like, where they kind of, like, originated from, it was, like, outside of Denmark. So it says that Megalodon lived outside of, like, Denmark and New Zealand. It liked warmer waters versus colder waters. They say that now, like, they say it's not, it doesn't exist and it's not real and everything. It's extinct. But I, like, argue, well, we have barely fucking touched the surface of the ocean. You know, we haven't even literally literally speaking, have not touched the surface of the whole ocean. My thing is that how can you sit here and say Megalodon is extinct when we haven't even explored half of the ocean? It doesn't make any sense to me. I know that they argue that Megalodon was a creature of warm waters, and if it was in warm waters, we would have come across it. Because it's less likely for us to find and come in contact if it was in cold waters. Mm-hmm. Because that's where it's deeper and we can't get to exactly. But you know what got me in a spiral of this? Shark Week. Shark Week 2013. I was 16, 17. I was so fucking... I love Shark Week. Discovery Channel, love it. And I watch it every fucking year. I am, like, a nerd for it. And I, one year, I swear, everything was about Megalodon. And I was so fucking pumped for it. And that was the last year they ever talked about Megalodon. Because a lot of people, a lot of scientists were so mad that the Discovery Channel put videos and kind of just gave it, like, the light of day. Because it was not officially... It's known to be extinct, so it's not actually accurate. And so Discovery Channel is supposed to be an outlet that's about facts.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't have, like, the facts exactly straight. You can't confirm Megalodon is still out there.
No. And if it see, the thing is that Megalodon looks like a regular shark, right? Just long as shit and huge. What is the size of this motherfucker?
Okay, so it ranges from 40 feet long to 59 feet.
And that's the size of about three great white sharks, right? I'm sorry.
So 40 feet is the size of two great white sharks. The largest ever recorded great white shark is about 20 feet long. So get two of the biggest fucking great white sharks, and then you found the smallest Megalodon. That's, just think about that. Just fucking think about that. It's fucking wild. But
if they are sharks,
they're
similar to sharks.
They are sharks.
Sharks live in typical warm water. Mm-hmm. They're very, very much surface level animals, right? Pretty much.
I mean, Megalodon, though, like, really hovered to the ground. Like, Megalodon was able to, like, just go all depths.
So it's living down there with mermaids.
Yes.
So is the Megalodon pretty much like, you remember that movie Neverending Story?
No. What is that?
You don't remember that movie Neverending Story?
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a movie back in like the 90s called Neverending Story.
I got the title, ho. What is the fucking movie about?
I don't know, but I know.
What do you mean?
It's about, I don't know what it's exactly about, but there's a kid that rides a giant, like, animal. That is scary as shit.
Free Willy?
No! It's called Never Ending Story. I said that 4 times now. Okay? All the other listeners except for you will understand that there's a giant fluffy white dog-like creature that the kid rides. And he's like, yay!
Isn't that wild? It came out like in 2015 or something.
No.
Where the wild things are.
No! I'm telling you. I showed you a picture of this. You know it exists.
I don't remember.
Okay. That's what I imagine the mermaids are doing. They're riding Megalodon.
Oh my god, no.
And Megalodon, I don't know. I don't think it exists anymore, babe.
Okay, so like, hear me out. I think Megalodon has fucking evolved.
Into?
It just evolved into being a stronger, more adaptable shark. And what I mean by that is that originally, it wouldn't have been able to, like, live in cold waters. I think over the years, it has been able to adapt to be able to live in both waters.
It evolved.
Yeah. I think it has. And I think it can be in both warm and cold water. Okay, so, fun fact. I went to Hawaii back in 2007. And I was, like, in 7th grade. I was, like, 12. And we went in December. In the documentary on Discovery Channel for Shark Week, it was a photo of a whale. Literally, it looked like someone just came and chomped on a fucking, like, Klondike bar. You know? Just cut right through and through the fucking whale. Just split right in half. Mm-hmm. There's no animal out there who can do that except for Megalodon. And it showed up
on
the shore.
What about giant squid?
No, it cannot. It was, like, cut in half. A boat cannot do that or anything like that. There was no, they could not figure out what it was from. And they're saying it was Megalodon. They're saying that Megalodon was in Hawaii. I was literally, it happened a month after I was in Hawaii. A month.
Megalodon was coming for you, babe.
Babe, I'm fucking saying.
Megalodon was like, oh, Chanel's here, I'm coming.
Yes. So, I swear, this fucking shark, the whale was cut in half, like it was bit, and Megalodon sharks, they feed off of whales and other great white sharks, and
cannibalism?
Yes, it's fucking Megalodon. What do you mean?
Megalodon don't give a fuck about its ancestors?
Exactly. No. Megalodon came first.
Megalodon is the ancestor.
Yes. So, no, I think that Megalodon still exists.
So, are there baby Megalodons?
How else? No, I don't think the same Megalodon has existed, like, over fucking since 20 million years ago. I think they've bred. And they literally are just, like, there's out there. There's this one video. I can't find it. There's this one video that's really fucking sketchy. And it's not made up. It was also on the week of Shark Week of 2013. And it was of these people on this boat. And there's no fucking way they researched and were able to cancel out that it was a great white shark. They were also able to say that it was not a whale, but it was something bigger than a great white shark. And it was a shark. And it was Megalodon. They are assuming it is Megalodon. And this boat, literally, it is fucking wild. The video is insane.
Do you think you'll ever see Megalodon, babe?
If I see Megalodon, I am dead. The only way I will come in contact with Megalodon is if I'm literally sitting duck in the middle of the ocean. Because if Megalodon cannot come to shore, motherfucker will, like,
beach whale himself.
Yes. He will not get to shore. There's no way that he would be able to fit there. So, he's
God. He's so, very nervous about his body, babe.
I'm sorry. I should not be body
shaming. Don't body shame Megalodon, okay?
So, no. Look, I have a huge fascination for sharks. Megalodon in specific. I would love to own a pug one day and name him Megalodon. But the problem is I feel like Megalodon is such a long name.
You would just end up calling him Meg.
I hate that name, though.
So then don't.
I know. There's no cute short name for Megalodon.
You could call him Maggie. Don.
I don't like Don. Someone said Ladon. I was like, that's fancy.
Ladon.
Ladon. It's French.
Oh, my gosh. So, final thoughts. Do you think Megalodon exists?
Are you serious? Yes. I do. 1,000%.
I'm iffy about it.
You're iffy.
Only because, like, you would have seen this motherfucker.
That's
someone would have seen him.
Some people have, but people have fucking literally been like, no, shut up. That's not real. People are not listening.
Well, I need a video or photo there, evidence of him.
2013 Discovery Channel Shark Week, bitch. That's where all your fucking evidence is. But people are like, Megalodon is not real. There's no substantial evidence. And it's like, excuse me, I'm showing it to you right now.
I want to see it. And then Discovery Channel
was like, okay, sorry, we can't verify this. So, no, we got to take this down. So, ever since then, like, it was like, Megalodon has not been talked about. I watch Shark Week every fucking year. I've only heard Megalodon being mentioned twice since 2013 on Shark Week. And that's only because they're referring to the largest shark to ever live, and that is Megalodon. Not because, like, a possibility that he's out there. It's upsetting, truly. You know, listen, I always had high hopes, but I'm just, like, a failure in life, so I never got there. But when I was younger, I wanted to be a lawyer, and I wanted to solve Tupac's murder. I know Suge Knight did it, and I was gonna fucking frame his ass. I was gonna send him to prison.
What does that have to do with Megalodon?
Okay, I'm getting to it. So my point is that if I would have been a marine biologist like fucking 2017 Chanel wanted to do, mm-hmm. I would go and try to prove that Megalodon still exists. I might die trying, okay. But I will fucking prove it.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
But so, I'm now just a delivery driver. So I didn't.
It's okay, babe. I'll be one, too.
I know. Okay. Do you believe in it? You don't. You said no.
No. I feel like there's a possibility, but I want to see him with my own eyes.
You see Megalodon, you're dead.
You don't know that.
Are you fucking
kidding me? Okay, if I'm thinking Megalodon behaves the same way as a regular shark.
Mm-mm. Megalodon is known to be dangerous and violent. Like, Megalodon sees anything and is like, oh, food.
He's dangerous.
Yeah.
He's a wanted man, babe.
By many. So that's all I have to say about Megalodon. I mean, I know there are people out there who believe in him. And I know there are people out there who think I'm crazy, but he's fucking real. And that's that. So that's our first urban legends. Now let's unpack the next one.
Okay. So the next one is about, this one's nerdy, so you can know that I picked it.
Obviously.
But it is, the legend goes that there, back in 1981 in Oregon, there was an arcade that had a new machine called Polybius, a new arcade cabinet called Polybius. And kids would line up and play this game, and it was known to cause hallucinations, and, like, people needed psychiatric help after playing this game, and that people would show up, Men in Black. Do you know what the Men in Black are? And I'm not talking Will Smith and that other guy. I don't know his name. I'm talking about the Men in Black that show up when aliens are around.
Yeah, that's Men in Black with Will Smith.
You know what? That's not what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about then.
So, okay, the Men in Black, are they are, those people do exist. Or that
they actually exist.
Well, people do they have say that little that stick exist.
That, like, shines in your eyes and then, like, zap, your memory is gone?
Maybe. I don't know. So?
Do you think we stole those from aliens? I'm sorry, you're telling a story.
Probably. But, so the game was made by the government to control people and see what type of effects that it would have on humans. So it was basically in a giant human experiment. So
this happened when?
1981.
Okay.
Cabinets started. Then the cabinets just all of a sudden disappeared. Nobody can find any of the originals.
Interesting.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Is that it?
Pretty much. That's all it is. I think that it.
I believe it.
I believe that they exist, too.
You said you didn't.
I kind of. I don't know. I think that they kind of did.
You want to know why I believe it?
Why?
Because you remember that game, like, Free Bird or whatever?
Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Didn't, like, some guy kill his brother over that game?
Probably.
So, I believe that. I believe
Video games have caused a lot of damage to people. Shit. I don't necessarily believe that they cause violence in kids, because I've been playing Grand Theft Auto since in the womb, and I don't feel like going over and running someone over.
But now you're gay. Aren't there hookers, like, walking around all that game?
Yeah, and they're funny.
So, it caused something.
Did you just call me a hooker?
No, I called you gay. I called you gay because you stare at the hookers.
Oh, well, yeah. Didn't you
say when you were younger you loved to watch this video game because the girl had, like, big knockers?
Don't call me out like that, first of all. And what game is that? Which one?
I swear you said that.
Oh, it was Madden 2003.
Yeah.
Because during the loading screens, they would have, like, the cheerleaders, and I'd be like, she has big tits, and I was, like, in third grade, and my mom got so mad. She was like, you can't say that, and I was like, why?
Now you're gay.
And now I'm gay. But it is possible that those arcade cabinets did exist, babe.
Yeah.
And that they caused a lot of hallucinations and damages to kids' brains.
Is there any hard facts of these people who went to psychiatric hospitals?
No, that's why I'm saying that this is probably the least likely of the urban legends to actually exist.
Okay.
I want it to exist. Why? Because it's nerdy. And also, I would like to imagine some kid from 1981 that looks like any of the kids from Stranger Things going up and playing Polybius and then, like, becoming, like,
did crazed. You ever watch Stranger Things?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Love it.
I need to get into it. I tried watching, Stranger like, Things. The first few episodes, like, when it first came out, and I couldn't get into it. But I feel like now I probably could get into
Season
it.
Season 3 was the best.
Yeah.
It was so good.
I wish I had a friend group like the Stranger Things.
Same. I wanted that so bad when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Shit. They're so cool. I want it now. I want to ride my bike with a bunch of kids. Not with kids.
Really bad.
Not with kids. With adults. With people my age.
Okay, so, like, let me get this straight. This fucking game caused hallucinations.
Yes.
And now it's all gone. You can't find any.
No.
You should be that for Halloween. That was a random thought. That's the alcohol talking. Don't do that.
You want me to be the arcade cabinet? Yes. You want me to get a box?
Yes.
And just, like, wear it?
Yeah.
I have this great body now, and you want me to hide it behind a box?
I know that we can find a bunch at work.
Oh, my... Yeah! Shit.
But what I was gonna say was that... So, like, Men in Black is real?
Well, they're supposedly real. I think that they're the liaison between us and the aliens. They're like, you know, they're wearing their fancy suits.
So are they the ones that get sucked up?
I think that they're the ones that come to talk to you and ask you how you're doing after you get sucked up. They're the ones who are like, hey, don't say anything about what just happened. Yeah. Which is why they show up after you play the game. They're like collecting data from you. They're like, how are you feeling about this game? What is it that you're feeling? And then you're like, all this crazy shit. And you're like, oh, I just can't stop playing it. And they're like, They're just collecting data on you.
So when did the first video game ever come out? Do you know that?
Home console or in, like, the arcades? Because Magnavox was making our systems probably as early as 72, 73. And they were very primitive. The earliest video game systems kind of look like radar for, like, planes, you know?
Okay. These games, it's not like the... How do you say it?
Polybius.
Polybius. Okay, so Polybius wasn't, like, one of the very first video games out there.
No.
Okay.
It was right next to space.
What was the concept of the game? Do you know?
No. Nobody's seen it.
What?
Yeah, according to...
Who the fuck created this? These people need to get off Reddit. I swear to God. I fucking can't. All these things that come out...
People have made fake arcade cabinets of it. I think it kind of looks like Asteroids. Mm-hmm. Do you know what Asteroids is?
I do. And you sent me a photo of what it, like, supposedly looks like.
Yes.
So...
It just looks like the scariest arcade cabinet you've ever seen. Like, if you went into an arcade, that's not called the one.
Those big, like, arcade games, they're called arcade cabinets?
Yeah, they're called cabinets.
Why are they called cabinets?
You
can't open it?
Well, I think it's... No, you can.
Technically.
To get the money in and out. But they're, like... Or they call them marquees. That's what the artwork on top of them are. And those artworks are worth a lot. If you ever find one, you should get one. Merry Christmas to me. That was so hot.
I just, like, slurped my gummy worm from my fucking drink.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, what kind of marquee? What?
They're called marquees, which is...
Like the sign?
Yes. And those are worth a lot of money.
What kind do you want?
Any kind. Pac-Man, Galaga would be amazing. I would love that.
Oh, my God. Okay, pause. Okay, so you asked me a question. No, you didn't ask me a question. Well, technically, you asked me a question. I'm sorry, if you hear the drip, drip, drip from my drink, that's that. We're trying to get tipsy in here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you were telling me about a TikTok where it was like, okay, it's so weird that you fucking told me about this TikTok, and then earlier at lunch, I was on TikTok, and I saw that TikTok.
Was it the gay family?
It was girls.
Oh, it was the whole gay girl family?
I don't know if they were, half of them looked gay. But it wasn't a family, they were friends.
Oh, all of them were gay? They just all turned gay? What are we talking
about?
Why
do they have to be gay? I'm so confused what you're talking about.
I don't know what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the tattoos.
Oh, yes!
What the fuck are you talking about?
I was talking about the gay, that guy who was like, this is my gay dad's, and this is my gay brother, and this is my gay uncle.
No, not that one. So... You asked me about this TikTok if I had seen it, and I was like, no. And then today, I saw it, and I was like, what the fuck? But there's this TikTok going around where, you go with your friends to the tattoo shop, and you pick a tattoo for the other person, and you can't tell what the other person is getting. They have to see it.
Yeah.
Until they get it. So we decided we're going to do that. In a few months, we're not going to make any promises because, like, right now we're still, like, going back and forth from Mel's bathtub to her truck to the bathtub. And we don't have an actual place to record. So when I move out and I have a cute place, that's in August. It is now May in August. Then we're going to start recording, like, actual videos. As well as our audio for podcasting. But we're going to save this for that. So we're going to make a video. We're going to go do the tattoo thing. And I already have some ideas cooking up in my head for you.
I haven't really had time to think about it yet. So.
Yeah. I'm just so excited. I just love tattoos. I want to cover my whole body in them.
You should.
I do.
I'm gonna.
Okay, so.
How did we get here?
I don't know. But we need to, like.
Refocus,
which is never possible with us.
So, do you think that Polybius existed?
For
those purposes, though.
So, wait, what is the purpose?
It was a human experiment. The game was made specifically to experiment on humans.
But, like, what was the purpose?
How much mind control you could do with a person. To see how much you could get out of a person.
I believe it. Because video games, like, I mean, do you not see, like, 12-year-olds locked up in their fucking mom's basement playing video games all day? That's, like, that's now. Like,
that's my whole family.
Yeah, exactly.
On my mom's side.
Exactly. So I'm like, yeah, I believe it. It just predicted what the future is going to look like for kids.
That's true.
That's why I think it is.
1981 was right around the cusp of... The reason why I don't believe it is because 1981 was the year that the... Very close to when the video game market crashed. Because during the 80s... This is... When am I ever going to get a chance to talk about this? Never. During the 80s,
about to talk about.
In the 80s, Atari was making video games. So, you know, Atari 2600?
Yeah.
The original, the OG.
Right.
They were making games. And then everyone else started making games. So, you know how the market today for video games is you either have Xbox, you have Nintendo, you have PlayStation.
Right.
Well, back in the 80s, they had ColecoVision. They had the Intellivision. They had Magnavox, Odyssey. They had all these different video game systems. It was literally could make your head spin. So many video game systems. So then, as what happens is this market crashed. Because ColecoVision wasn't making video games like Atari was. And Atari made that awful game E.T. Which literally, E.T. on Atari was so bad... They buried all of them in New Mexico. That's a real story. That actually happened.
What?
They took all the cartridges. It was such a bad game that they dug a hole in New Mexico and buried them there.
Can we find them?
I don't think so. I think they've been all found, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, they're very rare now.
Interesting.
So, I don't believe that it happened because right around that time is when the video game market crashed. And then rising from the ashes in 1983... was Nintendo, and it revived the video game market, and here we are today.
Never been better. However, GameStop is going out of business.
I know, because you can buy all these games online now. Everything is online. That's fucking weird. Which I think is sad, because I'm a collector of sorts.
Yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off there. I'm sorry. That was rude.
It was.
Okay, so my opinion on this is that I don't necessarily think that this game caused people to have hallucinations. I don't think that that's really true. I don't think that they also were sent to a psych ward or anything like that. Do I think that maybe they started to become a little obsessed because they loved it? Yeah. Do I think that maybe back then they thought that that meant you were crazy? Probably.
Yeah, that's
but,
true.
You know, because like, but now if you were to compare them to kids now, they probably, it's normal. So I don't think that, I don't know. I think it could be both. I think that there's some truth to it and some not true. Also, for anyone who's out there listening, if you guys want an Xbox One, I am selling mine. It's only been played 3 times. I also have a few games.
Who said that I was going to allow you to sell that Xbox?
Okay, first of all, it's my Xbox. Second of all, you don't even play Xbox. I even said, hey, do you want to play this? And you're like, I like my Nintendo. Or whatever, PlayStation. Not Nintendo, PlayStation.
She said Nintendo, this bitch.
You would pick Nintendo over Xbox.
100%! That Switch is dope! I want one so bad!
Okay, so my whole point. I'm never gonna use
That's
it.
That's true. Fuck
You're
Xbox.
Never gonna use
Someone
it.
Someone come pick this shit up. It's free.
No, it's not! It is literally, it's so pretty. It's so brand new. I got it a couple years ago. It was just a couple years ago. 3.
I can't believe you bought that shit. You should have asked me first.
I didn't. My mom, I didn't talk to you. My mom got it for me for Christmas. I was so hyped about it. I don't actually want to get rid of it. I just am never going to play it. But if someone, like, gives me money for it, then.
So the last one we're going to talk about, which I think is the most true.
Okay.
And probably the most talked about on TikTok now is feral people.
How do you think it started? Because I have my theory of how it was started.
Well, I think that they started when people who did not want to have children, women who would have babies with men that they didn't want to have kids with, would literally just take their kids and drop them off in the woods.
Really?
I've heard that. I've heard that today. That people, and I believe that shit has happened, people leave kids at fucking fire stations. That's true. People do that. So I believe that back in the day, someone dropped their kid off and they started a whole entire population of feral people. And I think, and if you look at it, 1,600 people go missing in our national parks every year. And that's just a guesstimate because our government doesn't give us those numbers. It's on federal land. So there's no, and the people who handle it, like if I was to go missing at Lake Mead, the local law enforcement of probably Boulder City would handle it. I'd die, babe. They would never find me. Boulder City sucks.
Yeah.
So, sucks. 1,600 people go missing. We don't know about it, and that's just a guess. And what happens to them? Nobody knows. They just disappear. A lot of people
do go missing.
So, feral people are also known to be cannibals, so they eat people. Back in 1969, June 1969, a little boy named Dennis, is it Martin?
Yeah.
Dennis Martin went missing. He was 6 years old. He was hiding behind a bush to scare his parents because he's six and wanted to have fun. His dad saw him crouch behind the bush, and then 5 minutes later, he was just gone. His dad ran down the trail, and this was at the Great Smoky Mountains in Tennessee.
So never go to Tennessee.
Yeah, and this is where most people talk about hearing where the feral people are.
Really?
So he ran down the path for 2 miles because this kid is six. How far could he go?
Yeah.
Couldn't find him. That night, it pours rain, of course. So any tracks, any trails, washed out, completely gone. And the police believe that one of three things happened. One, he perished in the storm. He literally was out there for a full 24 hours, more, because they never found his body. He's never been found to this day. Two, he got eaten by an animal. Or three, one of the people that was camping with them said that they saw a crazed, dirty, grungy-looking man screaming and running through the forest. But then he got in a white car. And I really imagine feral people don't know how to drive.
Or know what a car is.
I would not get in a car if I was a feral person. I would not know what that is. So, those are the three things that could have happened to Dennis Martin.
I'm starting to get a little sketched out. Because we're in your car right now. And it's dark out.
Oh yeah, we're telling urban legends.
And we're talking about urban legends. Like, it didn't get scary until this one.
I'm sorry, but I think that they exist. I would not be surprised. All those people that go missing every year, where they're marked as missing is right by caves. And caves, you're not supposed to go in caves in the U.S. And I bet you that's where the feral people live.
You know, okay, so this is like my thought process on feral people. I definitely think they exist. I don't want to believe that they exist, but I do think that they are out there. But how I feel like feral people came about, I feel like feral people started out as a cult. And I feel like a group of people didn't want to live in society and was like, you know what, a guy or a girl, whatever, was like, all right, let's get a bunch of people, let's fucking move to the woods and live out there, right? And I think that that's how it was. I think it was like a cult, and some people moved out in there, and they became feral people, and they fucking bred.
What's up with you and breeding today?
Because you know what? They're not real people. They're feral, and feral cats fucking breed out in the wilderness, out in the wild, and they're feral, so that's what it's called. It's not calling having sex. It's called breeding. Okay, because they're feral people. Anyways, so I think that that's kind of how it is. And then, because it's been said that it's across different national parks, not just in the one in Tennessee, right?
Right.
So
that's just where the most sightings are.
Right. So I think that it was, definitely started out as a cult, and they kind of just did that. And then, you know, as, time goes on, people evolve, and are like, you know what? I think maybe some people were like, me and this group of people don't want to be a part of this cult anymore. we're going to go start our own. And, like, they fucking dipped and went to a different national park. And that's just how it has continued. I do think that they feed off of humans, other humans. I think that they're 100% living in the wild and all of it.
I agree. But also, I feel like, I feel more strongly towards them being dropped off there and just left there.
See, okay, the reason why I see
because that, they're feral. If they were not feral, I mean, over time, yes, but if I knew how to talk, you knew how to talk, and we had a kid, that kid would know how to talk.
Right.
And they would know how to adapt to a regular life. Now, if I was a baby and I was dropped off into the wilderness and some wolf was like, and like raised me, then I would be super feral. I wouldn't know how to talk. I wouldn't know how to communicate.
I do see what you mean by that. But the reason why I find it so hard to believe that these children or whatever were dropped off is because how can a fucking child survive out there?
That's true.
Like, it's not like fucking a little Indiana Jones. Like, he can't just fucking survive out in the wilderness. You drop him off.
Well, I was thinking the Jungle Book, but that, I feel you.
That too. So, like, that's why I find it so hard to believe. That's why I just find it hard to believe that they were dropped off. Because if, like, let's say they're dropped off at the age of fucking three. 3 to, like, 8. I mean, you know, how the fuck are these kids gonna know anything? Especially back in the day. Nowadays, I feel like that probably doesn't happen. I feel like there's no people who are being added to this feral life. I think, like I said, I think that they're, like, creating their own community, having sex with one another. That's also the other thing. You know, so it's just, I just find it hard to believe that it was kids being dropped off.
I don't know. I don't want to know. Keep your feral people away from me. I'm not staying the night at Great Smoky Mountains. I will visit, but not stay. It's time for Tipsy, I think. And okay. With that, it's time for Tipsy.
Anyways, with our Tipsy segment, we have a question and a story today.
We're going to start with the question.
Okay, you can start it off, baby.
This question comes from us anonymously.
Okay. I don't know why.
It says, do y'all fight? And if you fight, what do you guys fight about?
Us?
Yes. We fight. I don't want to say we fight a lot.
We fought before this podcast episode.
I feel like we get on each other's nerves enough to where we need to just say something about it. So I don't know if it's called a fight or if it's more like an irritation. Okay.
For a moment. I'm about to, like, get real serious here for a second.
Oh, boy.
Okay, like, seriously, though? I need all you people out there who are listening to really, like, DM us and let us know if, one, we're fucking crazy. Or two, y'all can relate. And you want to know what me and Mel actually fight about the most? It's not that we fight about a particular topic. We're fighting because of a reason. And that's because we miss each other.
Every single time.
Okay, let's unpack that. All right?
So, when we don't see each other for a couple days. Like, every month you have a mother's weekend, mother's daughter weekend.
Yeah, I hang out with my mom for a weekend.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
So when she's not with me, she's with her mom that weekend, and we always fight the Monday after.
But not even then. Like, there will be times where we're not seeing each other because I have to work or you have to do things or I have to do things. Usually if we don't really see each other for 3 days straight, that next day that we talk to each other, it's always a Monday, though.
Every single time.
Always a Monday. And so that means we didn't see each other Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And then that Monday when we're starting to talk, I mean, we're talking throughout the weekend, but not
like we normally do.
Not like we normally do. So that Monday, you and I just have fucking attitudes towards each other. And we, like, pick fights for, like, yep, stupid reasons.
Every time.
And
what did we fight about last week? That was so dumb.
Oh my God.
I realized okay, it in you a wanna minute. Know why? It was because I thought you were angry.
Yeah. So we were having a conversation about I don't know what. But you were like, Mel said to me, why are you fucking angry at me? And I said, are you kidding me? I am not angry at you. You want to see fucking angry? I will show you angry. And then she kept saying how I was angry, but I wasn't angry. And then I was getting angry because she was saying I was angry.
And then 20 minutes later, I said, are we fighting because I said you were angry and now you're angry?
Yes.
And then and then we were fine. And we realized how stupid it was.
We realized how dumb it was. And then, but also we realize this every fucking time. We get into these arguments with each other and it's because we miss each other. It's like we pick fights with each other because we haven't seen each other. We don't live together. I know a lot of you know that, but that's like we don't live together. So, and with our work schedules, it's hard. And yeah, so
there's top three things that we don't necessarily fight about, but they cause fights. One is when we don't see each other.
Yeah.
Two is when you're hangry.
Yes.
And three is when I'm on my period.
Lord help me when you are on your period.
I am the worst.
Mel is the worst individual I have ever come across when she is on her period or about to start.
I don't know why.
I told her, I said, when we fucking like get a house together or something, I'm keeping like, I don't know, I'm keeping my apartment or I'm keeping another side house or a fucking like little casita in the back because when you're on your period, I'm going or you're going. One of us is going for the week because I cannot handle you.
No.
I cannot handle you.
So to answer your question, anonymous person.
The only three reasons.
We don't really fight. We just get irritated with each other. Which causes us to kind of argue at the most. I really don't feel
you
like
you and
fight.
I are very. I'm a very petty person.
Yes, like I'm there's been times petty. Where like I'll do something that irritates her, and she'll be like, "I don't even want to come over anymore," but she still comes over. So
I purposely will be petty. I will be like, "I'm not coming."
Yeah, or she'll be like. Like, we talk on the phone every day. I'll call her back because I was like, I'm going to call you back. I'm going to eat. And then I go for a little bit longer than I said. And she won't answer. That's how petty.
That's not 100% true.
You've done it before.
I think that's because you were ghosting me for, like, hours.
See what I'm saying? That's petty, though. It wasn't like I would ghost you on purpose.
Okay, you know what? Here's how I feel about this situation. If you're going to tell me, hey... I hate when people do this, and it's just a generalized thing. I hate when people says that they're going to do something, when they say they're going to do something, and then they don't do it.
But
for a perfect example, right? If someone's like, hey, I got you a birthday gift. I'm going to give it to you. And then 6 months go by, and I still never received that birthday gift. Bitch, I never wanted a birthday gift from you, but the fact that you told me you said you were going to give me a gift and you already had it, like, where's the gift? So it's the same thing when you're like, hey, I'm going to call you back. Like, no, you'll say, she'll be like, I'm going to call you right back. Like, I'm sorry. When you hear, I'm going to call you right back, I'm going to say like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. No, it's fucking 2 hours. But what is right back?
Okay. So nine times out of 10, though, I give you the exact time of when I'm going to call you back. And am I late? Please tell our listeners. When I am, like, I will say, I'm going to call you at 11. Do I not call you at 11?
No, that's fine. But that's not really why we fight, though.
No. We don't fight. We just get irritated with each other.
Trust me.
We've been there. We've had our fights.
We have had some serious fights.
Yes. But with you and I, we communicate so well that we don't get to that point.
Yeah, very rarely.
We just irritate each other because she's a female and I'm a female and we do female things.
Yeah. So you're petty too. You do things as well. But I would say I take the cake on petty though.
You do. You are queen petty.
I am. I literally, it was so funny. I was joking, but last week, when was it? I don't know. You went to like go do something or whatever.
Was I eating with...
I think you were eating with Louie. You were taking your break. And so it, like, became, like, 6 o'clock. I usually take my lunch break between 1 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
It was the day... Okay. No. You have to start over. So I... Let me. I know exactly what you're talking about now. So, It was the morning. She calls me every morning. Hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Louie called me. I'm going to go pick him up early today because we're going to hang out. And it was like 11. I worked at 1. She didn't hear that part, I guess. She missed that. So I go pick up Louie. Everything's fine. Okay, we went to the smoke shop.
This is last Monday. Mind you, every fucking Monday.
We fought this morning.
That we did fight that morning.
Probably about that same thing. How you missed me and I wasn't talking to you.
It was that day. It was, okay, let's put this back. Let's rewind. That conversation we said earlier where we argued with each other because we haven't seen each other and we're like, we miss each other. We want to hang out. Immediately after that conversation, when you and I were not arguing with anymore, you got this phone call from Louie. Okay. This was that Monday, and typically every Monday for the past like month, you and I take my break really early. And you and I have our break. Like, you and I have my lunch together. So we can see each other.
Correct.
So, this Monday, I am not paying attention to the time. And you say, Louie picked me up. I thought when you said, oh, like, I'm going to get him just a little bit early. I heard that. But I thought that was, like, 20 minutes in my head.
No. I picked him up. We went to a smoke shop and got some pins because I put pins in my car. So, he's bought me, like, 6 pins for my car. And then we went to Zia, which is a record store. And then we went to Fosto's, which is the best, I think, Mexican fast food place we have in Vegas.
Not only did you go to Fosto's, but we live all the way near Summerlin. And you decided to go all the way to fucking Henderson near the Galleria Mall.
Correct. And so we did that. So I get a text from her as I pull into Fosto's that says, I'm just realizing that it's super early and you're having lunch with Louie. Wow. And I was like, here we go. We're fighting again. That's what you were mad at me about. Yes,
I was mad.
I explained. I said what I was doing. It is not my fault.
I was so mad.
She was mad.
Because we had literally just talked about, bitch, you even come to me crying saying how much you miss me. And yet, you're over here like, okay, even though we hang out, I'm going to go hang out with my boys. Like, bitch, you just said you miss me.
You know what? I don't think about things sometimes. It just happens.
No, you don't. You don't think
And that's
through.
Another thing what we fight about.
She does I not listen.
I'm very much on the spot, let's do it, like, person. If you say, hey, want to hang, like, if anybody texts Alexis right now, she said you guys want to hang out, I'd probably go.
The point is,
I don't think about things.
Yes, and so, okay, so I was fucking heated because we had just had this argument this morning about how much we were wanting, how we much we miss each other, how much we just live together already, all these things, and we needed to spend time together. And it was a Monday, and we always spend my lunch together. I take it early. Like, I take my lunch at, like, 11. Or like 10:30, 11 on Mondays, which is really fucking early when you take in consideration that I work like 12, 14 hour days.
Yep.
So that, all that, and then I'd realize like, oh my God, wait a second. You've been with Louie for almost 2 hours. Literally almost fucking 2 hours, and you could have like taken your break with me. So you want to know what I did? Because I was fucking mad.
She didn't take her break.
It became to 5-6 o'clock at night, and she finally got off work. And I said, I haven't taken my break.
No, that's not what happened.
Because we were supposed to take a break together.
That's not what happened.
Yes.
I got off work, and I was like, I'm a surpriser. So I went to the gas station, and I got her a blue Gatorade.
Which I don't like Gatorade, so you failed there.
Oh, my God. See, can't please you when you're being petty. You just can't. So I pull up on her, and she's looking at me from, like, 30 feet away in her little truck. And she's like, and then she calls me and she's like, why are you off work? And I was like, I'm not. I was pretending that I wasn't. And then she drives past me. So she's being all mad. So I drive up to her and I get out of my truck and I'm talking to her. And she's like, I haven't taken my break yet. And I'm like, look, see, we can still have our lunch together. See, this worked out great.
And I said,
she was not having it.
No, I was like, I don't want to take my lunch with you. I don't even want to see you right now.
So you know what we did? Went and had lunch together because she didn't want to see me.
Queen, I miss you. This all comes back to one core issue, and it's I fucking miss you.
Oh my god. And
this is why we fucking fight. That's the problem. So
wait until we move in, you're gonna be like, go away! Can't wait.
Get away from me. Go to the fucking rec room. I'm tired of you.
I can't
go wait. Watch TV. Go make yourself a pizza, bitch.
So that's the tea on us fighting.
So
yes, guys, and no.
Yes and no. So that's that. So we have a story. I'm not gonna say who it's from, just because I don't know if they want me to say it. But I thought it was really hilarious. Okay. So it says, bitch, I have a story for y'all's tipsy segment. Ready?
Ready.
One time, me and some coworkers were like, hey, let's hang outside of work since one of the dudes got a new place. So we're drinking and my coworkers were smoking weed and this one bitch that was there who just starts automatically throwing up outside. And I was already absolutely shit-faced trying to unravel the hose to rinse off her puke because the dude's dog was trying to eat it. And the host of the evening just pieces out and knocked out. And then the other two dudes that were there started fucking in the room. So while this girl is shit-faced and cold because she's getting wet from the hose, she hears two dudes fucking in the other room. Okay, so let's break this down.
That's a lot.
Let's break this down. There's this person who sent in this story, the host who owns this place, the apartment,
mm-hmm.
the girl who's throwing up, and two guys.
Mm-hmm.
So five people.
Yes.
This is a lot happening.
One girl is throwing up and covered in hose water.
No. See, okay, I thought, I want to know, did you, like, were you spraying down the hoe? Literally, like, were you spraying down the hoe with the hose because she was puking? Or just spraying the vomit away? I need to know that.
I feel like it was on the puke, but it was getting on her.
Oh, like, hose the bitch down.
Yeah, it might have been windy that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that, because the dog was eating it. Oh, don't forget, there's a dog in this, too.
Oh, so there is six people.
There's six people. So, how would you feel if you were in this situation?
I wouldn't be there. I wouldn't have been invited. And secondly, I'd probably be like the one that would get there and drink a little bit for an hour or two and then want to go home. So I probably wouldn't even have gotten there. And if I really was there, I probably would have called my mom and went home. I would have been like, Mom, I'm scared. Get me out of here.
There's Mom, people fucking. I'm scared.
There's gays fucking. There's a girl covered in hose water. Like, I need to go. There's a dog. Like, that's what I would have said. There's guys fucking. And my mom probably would have, with her homophobic ass, she would have been like, pulling up on me so quick.
As she picks like, up her gay daughter.
I know. She'd be so, like, I told you about those gays, didn't I? That's what she would say.
Oh my god. I don't know what I would be like. Okay, wait, hold on. Were you like, I need to know from this person. Were you just like realizing that these guys were fucking in the house? So were you stuck outside? Because like, did you feel like you couldn't go back inside because they were fucking? And then what happened to the drunk girl? She passed out?
What about
out?
The dog?
Yeah.
Did anybody feed the dog food?
Well,
he was obviously hungry. Is he okay? Did he make it okay?
And the host is just like, I'm sleeping tonight.
On the ground outside with hose water all over her? Poor thing.
No, I think that was a different person.
Oh.
Yeah, the host just left.
Oh, she was like, deuces out.
Yeah.
She go to bed or did she just leave? Like,
it said knocked out.
Yeah,
so she probably, or he probably just passed out.
Oh, I imagine it's a she. She was like, I'm done with this shit. Like...
<Mm-mm>. Oh my god, I don't know what I would do. I would probably never hang out with those people again.
I wish I had some crazy shit like that. Although the only crazy story that I have a couple, but that the one where we went to the bar and got drinks bought by us by felons is pretty cool. So congratulations on having a crazy story like that.
Honestly, yeah, that was pretty, I appreciate you sending in your story because that made me laugh really hard when I read it.
And please send us more stories that are crazy like that. I want to...
Yes!
We could call them story breakdowns. I'll give all my feedback.
Let's unpack that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's unpack these stories in these tipsy segments. But you can send in your questions, stories, and this is about anything. Questions and stories about anything. I don't fucking care what it's about. Whether it's about your fucking dog eating throw up, or if it's about fucking, I don't know, you walking in on your ex fucking someone.
That is so sad. Mm-hmm. Is that cheating? Is that a cheating story that you just said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you ever. I'd probably die on the spot. You know that trend on TikTok? Oh my god,
TikTok? On TikTok? We need to do that.
Oh, I'd die on the spot.
You just like, drop
I'd
dead.
Keel I honestly would, I don't even know. I'd probably just start crying and keeling over on the
I
spot.
I would be like, are you fucking kidding me right now? All right, bet, bitch. And I'd fucking slam the door and walk out. Remember, I'm petty.
I know.
you're gonna walk outside and your car's on fire.
That's exactly what would happen.
But please send us in everything that you got. It really helps us to be able to...
You can send it on Instagram.
Instagram, you can, if you have our numbers, you can text us.
Yep.
You can email us. We also have a Reddit. It's under our link in our bio in our Instagram. You can follow us at let.podcast. We are posting right now bi-weekly with our podcast. It's just really hard to do weekly right now.
Yeah. About to be a driver. Yes. Hopefully soon. So yes. I took my driver's test and hopefully I will be a driver for this same delivery company
that I work for.
We work for. I've been there.
Well, yeah.
Not as long. But so, yeah, we're close.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways, we love you guys.
Love you.
We hope that you enjoyed this episode. And again, please give us a 5-star rating and review us and share on your social medias.
Yeah, see. And we'll tell see everyone you in 2 about weeks.
It. Yeah, we'll see you in 2 weeks. All right?
Yeah.
Gaze out.
Gaze out.